Bill O'Reilly here, Thursday, October 8th, 2020. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. A big switch. The debate commission changes the rules. President Trump says no. Mike Pence and Kamala Harris debate in Salt Lake City. Actor Robert De Niro compares Mr. Trump's COVID policy to domestic abuse. Americans report the highest level of unhappiness in 60 years. Economists rank the most taxed cities in the USA. Also ahead, my analysis of the vice presidential debate last night. But first, this morning, the nation was caught by surprise when the debate commission said next week's exposition in Miami would be virtual, not in person, because of President Trump's COVID. Almost immediately, the president said, no way. Now, I believe this story will change, and we are on it. As for the vice presidential debate last night, it is clear to me that Mike Pence helped President Trump big time. In our second segment, I will get into specifics, but I believe Vice President Pence was actually auditioning for president in 2024, win or lose in November. If President Trump adopts the precision of Mr. Pence, he could surge, as the Democratic platform is weak. But the left certainly does not believe that. For example, actor Robert De Niro attacking President Trump on the global pandemic, comparing Mr. Trump's approach to living with domestic violence, said the 77-year-old, quote, "Now we're in a national abusive situation with a leader who is daily giving us something else to be concerned about." Well, I'm concerned about Mr. De Niro. To quote the movie Taxi Driver, "You talking to me?" Yes, I am. A new survey from the University of Chicago says the average adult in the USA more unhappy today than at any point since 1960. In October, just 14% of us identified as very happy, down from 31% in January. Biggest factors, of course, are COVID and unemployment. Forbes magazine ranking the highest tax cities in America. No surprise, number one, San Francisco, which has taxes off the chart. The least taxed town in the USA? Cheyenne, Wyoming. In a moment, my take on the vice presidential debate last night. Right back with it.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day, last night's vice presidential debate. Let's start with Senator Kamala Harris. Her demeanor hurt her. She came across as arrogant. In a split screen, while the vice president was speaking, Ms. Harris could often be seen with a phony smile and a negative head shake. Why was she doing this? A report from pollster Frank Luntz after the debate said that Ms. Harris's demeanor alienated the people Mr. Luntz was polling. Now, the Supreme Court thing also hurt Senator Harris. She simply would not answer the question, and she had to be prepared. She knew that Mike Pence was going to say, very simply, are you and Joe Biden going to stack the court? What that means is, are you going to turn the Supreme Court from a judiciary to a political body? And she dodged the question. Kamala Harris would not answer. And Mike Pence looked into the camera and said, that's disrespectful to every American voter, which it is. So, do Americans really care about packing the court? Well, they should. It's going to influence everything we do down the road if the Democrats do that. But I'm not sure this is resonating. Senator Harris also misled on fracking, saying, well, she doesn't really oppose it now. That's not true. She has said very, very strongly that she would ban fracking and fossil fuels in general. She got hammered on Law and Order as well. As for Vice President Pence, he dodged three direct questions. The COVID disaster in the White House, a possible repeal of Roe v. Wade, and is climate change a direct existential threat to America? Now, the vice president had to know all three of those questions were coming. And I don't understand. All he had to say was, hey, that Rose Garden meeting with Amy Coney Barrett, we could have done that better. Just admit it. Just say we could have done it better. And then Roe v. Wade, all he has to say is, I'm pro-life. I'd like the states to be able to make their own decisions. And then on the, is global warming a direct threat to us? All he has to say is, sure, sure. But that doesn't mean you destroy an entire economy. That doesn't mean you enter treaties where China and India are not going to cooperate. That's insane. And then you fall back on the Trump administration's environmental record, which is pretty good. In general, Mr. Pence was calm and very focused. I hope President Trump was watching him. The vice president's demeanor was respectful. His points articulated well. He won the debate. There is no question about it. How much did he help the Trump-Pence ticket? Nobody knows. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve that message by actually writing it. Disagree? I want to hear from you. Bill@BillO'Reilly.com. And please consider my new bestseller, Killing Crazy Horse, The Merciless Indian Wars in America. You'll like it and learn a lot. In a moment, something you might not know. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Recent polling shows many Americans consider Donald Trump the most controversial president in American history. But that's not so. He doesn't even come close to the country's seventh president, Andrew Jackson. Nicknamed Old Hickory, his rough reputation goes back to the Revolutionary War. He was captured and held as a prisoner by the British for carrying secret letters to the Patriots. During his captivity, his hand and face were scarred for life when an English officer slashed him with a saber for refusing to shine his boots. Andrew Jackson at the time was 12 years old. Jackson was friends with Aaron Burr, the vice president who killed Alexander Hamilton in a duel. He was even on the witness list for Burr's treason trial in Congress. Mr. Jackson had an affinity for dueling himself. Throughout his life, he challenged more than 100 men to a shootout, but only killed one. On May 30th, 1806, Andrew Jackson shot and killed Charles Dickinson, a man who accused him of cheating on a horse race and insulted his wife, Rachel. During the exchange, Jackson was shot in the chest near his heart. That bullet would remain in his body for the rest of his life. Years later, Andrew Jackson attacked a would-be assassin with his cane after the assassin's pistol jammed, screaming, "Leave me alone!" The gunman was ultimately saved by Tennessee Congressman Davy Crockett. On the last day of his presidency, Andrew Jackson told friends he had two regrets. "I wish I had been able to shoot Henry Clay or hang John C. Calhoun," both of those men in the House and Senate. And here's something else you might not know. The seventh president is also the favorite of the current president. Upon entering the White House, Donald Trump installed a portrait of Jackson inside the Oval Office. Said Trump, quote, "From poverty, Andrew Jackson rose to glory and greatness, first as a military leader and then as the seventh president. He did it with courage, grit, and by the way, he was one of our great presidents." Back after this.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.